Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Let's take a step back and talk about right? I mean, you are the e-commerce Amazon chatbot queen. So tell us a little bit, how did you learn about e-commerce? How did you get your start in e-commerce? And what are you doing now in e-commerce?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically in 2017, when I saw my first chatbot and I learned everything I could, I was already on Upwork, but I basically was literally the first person to put on their ManyChat, chatbot, offering those services. And so I had a ton of customers in lots of different kind of industries and markets. And I got my first Amazon seller in late 2017. And she since has exited her business and her chat, her ManyChat audience, and the processes and systems that we set up there were a huge part of her exit. So we will just say that. Huge part of her valuation, for sure. But I very quickly learned, because I'm a marketing professional and because I'm a business owner, that Amazon sellers care about 3 core things. They care about launching new products, ranking existing products, and then harvesting reviews. And of course, revenue is part of that. But revenue comes from being found organically. And so I figured out the core systems that Amazon sellers cared about. And I created efficiencies in the form of, not just offering services, but most of my Amazon sellers were okay, that's really cool. Now, how can I learn how to do this for myself? And so very early on in 2018, I started getting asked to speak at events, on webinars. I went to late that year, I went to Global Sources Summit in Hong Kong. I spoke at an event out in New York City. And then all of a sudden it was I was everywhere. It became one of those things. And it was a little bit crazy because I didn't really choose the path. The path chose me, kind of a thing. And I think that's pretty true in business as well, is that you feel it's a slog for a while, and then all of a sudden it just takes off, and then you're holy cow.
When you get into your groove, when you finally get into the platform that you were meant to be in, the whatever you were meant to be doing, it just kind of happens for you. Suddenly all of the doors open and it's you found the key. I totally get that. I learned that for me. I really loved developing products, but ultimately my path was in helping others, in helping others figure stuff out and do the same thing. So, I think we all have been there where we've been oh wow,
that escalated quickly.
Yeah, that was a cool stepping stone, but that wasn't where I was meant to end up. So I love that. So you got into Amazon, you started on Upwork. So, I love how you mentioned that somebody that you helped set up all of her assets, that became a huge part of her being able to sell her business. I want everyone to know who dreams of getting all of their eggs out of the Amazon basket, that a huge part of getting your brand into retail is actually having a social media following and having a brand story, because it's very easy for, if we're trying to get into Walmart or Target or Costco or some other big, big chain that can really change things for our business. It's really easy for them to get their hands on a stainless steel water bottle and launch that themselves. They don't need your help for that, right? But if you have a line of water bottles and a huge social media following, and nobody, if you are the new Yeti of water bottles, right? you're now going to be appealing to them, even if you don't have a unique product, because you have a brand story and because you have social media assets. And that's something that Target and Walmart and Costco don't have. And that's how you drive traffic into their stores. That's how you become an influencer in your space. And so it's such a huge thing. If you can figure out how to engage your audience in a way using Messenger, because it's easy, because it keeps them on the platform, because it's fun for them, if you can find a way of keep doing that, and then you can utilize ManyChat, as Michelle has taught us to, I wrote all these things down. I'm taking action on all this stuff after this. Email.
I'll be your ManyChat coach, Amy. I'll teach you all this.
Oh no, no, she's created a monster. I love it. So, you know, then you can engage your audience with emails and SMS. Like, how many different ways can you really, really get your following engaged? And so that is really creating, if you want to sell your business, that is going to be immensely important, immensely important. So I love that we aren't just talking about giveaways, that we aren't just talking about, yeah, here's how we rank our product on Amazon. But hey, guess what? Here's how you build up your social media assets. Here's how you engage with your and grow your customer base, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if you want true power, lately I've been experimenting with, if you sell consumables of any kind, running subscribe and save campaigns directly to your website and increasing your monthly recurring revenue. That's power. You know, if you're already willing to like run a full price rebate to Amazon for ranking, you should be doing basically the same exact thing, but to your own website for subscribe and save, because then, you know, you lock those users in to at least another month of purchases, and you like what looks good to a buyer. Monthly recurring revenue, you know, it's not
so
just
let's
like,
say I have a line of spices, of kitchen spices, and you know, it's like salt, pepper, spices, that kind of stuff. And I want people to re-up every couple of months because they're going to be out of oregano soon. So, you know, so when you say subscribe and save, that's really like an Amazon term that I'm familiar with. But I'm not familiar with people.
But you can do it on Shopify too. I mean, like any type of e-commerce platform. Like
the idea is kind of walk us through that. Would you do a Facebook ad to get them to your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So you run a Facebook to Messenger and you're distributing like 100% off coupon code, like a single use 100% off coupon code that you use for, that's only usable when somebody signs up for subscribe and save, you know. And you can set this up on Shopify, on WooCommerce, BigCommerce. They all have these kind of like subscribe and save, you know, plugins. And, you know, like shopping, like sending traffic to other marketplaces, obviously really great, you know, sending them to retail, really great. But like, if you can capture those people and they become your brand customers, that's power.
So if I get into cat litter and, you know, I decide to start doing that, I would do 100% off. I'd be like, get your first bag free with your subscription, and then come on over to our website. And you sign up and they use their coupon to get their first month free. And then they give their credit card number and they check that they understand that they're going to be sent another bag next month at this time. And they're going to be charged this month and this much money. And they go, yeah, sounds great. I need this litter now.
That's right.
So that's how you're capturing them. That's brilliant. I love it. So
do it. Like it's totally makes sense for you to offer kitty litter with your great little scoop system.
Yes, I agree. I need to, you know, I'm working on that this year, but I'm working on a new product for cat claws. So that's my sneak peek into that, but I'm developing that right now. I just need prototyping supplies and Amazon's delayed shipping is driving me mad. So I can't get my prototyping supplies. It's putting me off. So speaking of Amazon's delayed shipping, you know, all of us know about how to use chatbots. We've all probably seen a presentation from Michelle. If you haven't seen one, just find her. She's amazing.
Google me.
Exactly. You're going to find all kinds of presentations where she walks you through how to do all this stuff. And she always gives away tons of free templates and tons of information. So don't worry. Plus, you know, I will harass her today to be like, okay, Michelle, what do we have for links for the podcast for everybody to get all the freebies? And she's happy to give that stuff. She's amazing. So, so speaking of which, can we just talk about what is going on with launch right now? Like, can we talk about that? I think so many people are afraid to launch right now, right?
Right. It's crazy out there. It's truly crazy. And I think, and it's not for me, the, you know, obviously we've been on quite the roller coaster ride with shipping suppressions, but right now it's not about shipping suppressions. That's the problem. We were still able to launch and rank and do all those things and convince people to buy, even if their shipping time was like 2 weeks delayed or even a month delayed, you know. What we're dealing with now is inventory inbound suppression. So that's the part that is tricky right now, because what you don't want to do is run a ranking campaign that's going to get you ranked and then you're going to sell out. And then it's another however long to either get, well, we're kind of in two places where we've got, you know, supply chain delays from, you know, China being shut down or wherever, and, or just shipping in general being
crazy. No airplanes in the sky. That's part of the problem.
right. Exactly. And then we have the inbound suppressions from Amazon. So we're kind of like two issues right now. Now, if you have inventory and you're allowed to send it to Amazon, which sometimes changes hour over hour, right? That's the biggest thing that is kind of like, for me, when it comes to launching a ranking, are like the big concerns is like, do you have inventory? You have like, inbound shipment, you know, you have your channel is back up, your supply chain is back up and functioning. And then can you get that product into FBA? If you can't, we can still do FBM, but like, you know, then you have to decide profitability, margins, you know, those kinds of things, right? So like, can you run ranking and launching? Yes, but you have to be super keyword cautious and inventory sensitive. Right? Like that's the game that we're playing right now. But gosh, Amy, I'm sure you've seen it too. Like the crazy amount of sales that are happening on Amazon right now.
Yes. I mean, I'm so thankful that I have inventory outside of Amazon right now because I've been able, first we started by doing merchant fulfilled and using our FBA inventory, using multi-channel fulfillment to fulfill it. And so that allowed us to like overcome a lot of competitors who weren't doing that. Yeah. But then Amazon started, now they've started delaying even multi-channel fulfilled orders. So, which wasn't a problem before, but now they're taking too long. So I'm so thankful because we started listing even on eBay and stuff. And our front porch every day has just been filled with packages. We only have like 12 SKUs. It's not like we're this huge brand, you know, we have a couple of brands and just a few SKUs under each brand. So this has been huge for us. And then we're getting rid of old purchases that we didn't even like stuff, like bad stuff when we were in.
You're like, I'll take it. What's your shop?
Exactly.
I'm bored at home and I need stuff. I can't go out.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're selling stuff that has been in our old inventory from our warehouse for forever. And, you know, people are buying. So we're very, very, we're so lucky for that blessing. We're really happy about that. But I know so many people were right in the middle of a launch when this whole thing happened, right? And either they were able to send inventory in, but they don't know when they'll be able to send new inventory in. Or they're nervous about, okay, I run this whole ranking campaign thing, right? So even if, let's say we've got plenty of inventory, let's say we just sent in a shipment of 1,000 units before this whole thing kicked off and it's fine, but the delayed shipments, you know, which Amazon is still, I ordered some computer mice from Amazon and they at the time that I ordered them, they said they would be delivered at the end of the week. So a little longer than normal Prime shipping times, but still within like 3 or 4 days. Okay, I can deal with that. They have since sent me 2 emails and re-delayed the shipping. So there's nothing preventing them from doing that from every other brand that is selling on Amazon right now. So we run this big ranking campaign, right? And Amazon delays the shipment 3 or 4 times. Now, if I get that product free through a campaign, I probably don't care. Fine. But how long does that delay the reviews? How long does, you know, and people forget about it and now you're trying to re-engage with them. They didn't get your product for 2 months. So Maybe now. Would you say that now is the time to focus more on growing your list and engaging with your audience so that when you go back to, when we get back to normalcy and delivery timelines are back, that we can just get after it?
Well, so kind of, I have two schools of thought here. The first is, like we still ran a ton of launches and ranks even during the shipping suppression timeframe, and just warned people, like, if we're running a rebate and we don't provide rebate until the item is shipped, then we like call that out like multiple times along the way inside of the flow and just saying, just as a reminder, you're not going to receive your rebate until your product ships from Amazon, you know? And we put that in the ad, we put that in the very first message. We put that as soon as they've completed the rebate and, you know, have submitted their, you know, information to receive the rebate. Like we reiterate that. So I feel like expectation management is really important. And then as far as reviews and requesting reviews, that really doesn't matter because you can build in, you know, in Messenger's new tagging system, you can have any kind of delays that occur and then just build in what we call the post-purchase update tag. And that will send out, you know, as appropriate to, and, you know, you might have to remind people like, here's the product that you purchased. Remember me, you know, kind of a thing. You should have received it recently, hopefully. And get people to leave that review. So, you know, I still think that there's things that you can do inside of, like, we'll say traditional ranking and launching campaigns, and pivot for conditions, right? People are still buying like crazy right now. We're seeing, you know, Facebook ads for pennies because people are just like, yes, I'll take that offer. You know, yes, I want that, whatever it is, you know?
They're bored and they're at home and they're on their phones. So now yes. It's not the time to avoid engaging people. So what you're saying is there's nothing wrong if you have the inventory and you're good to go. There's nothing wrong with running a campaign right now. The whole point is let's use the automations that are built in to ManyChat, built into these platforms, to be able to just say, hey, I don't want to remind this customer for a couple of weeks because, and oh, by the way, I want to give them a double reminder about this. So I wanted to ask about rebates. So when you're running rebates, does ManyChat have something built in where it would automatically set up your rebate for you? Or are you using a separate rebate platform such as RebateJet or RebateKey? How are you doing that?
So, I mean, RebateJet and RebateKey, I think, are really great for like first-time sellers where you only have like one product and you don't need to develop an audience, you know, that kind of a thing. If you have multiple products, you know, like 2 to 10 plus, you know, you definitely need to be developing your own audience and selling your own products. That being said, like there's different kind of platforms out there that provide, you know, either ManyChat based rebate automation. I personally am working on developing one with a very large company. We won't talk about that quite yet. That's coming in a partnership. I'm super excited to see where kind of like the path like leads with that. But, you know, there's lots of different kind of like rebate automation and chatbot solutions out there. That you guys can check out as well. Like everything I do is ManyChat based, but there's some cool tools like Zonranker that is, if you're completely overwhelmed by the thought of like trying to learn tech, Zonranker makes it super easy and seamless to set up a chatbot and run Facebook ads to it without having to be technical and understand what's going on.
Cool, I love that. So then a tool like Zonranker, for example, that would allow you to automate the rebate process as well. So you're able to go ahead and like, you know, make those rebate payments, because being the part owner of RebateJet, I know that we had to automate all of our rebates. Like we have to make sure that, okay, the order ID is good and we're cutting the check at this certain, you know, so, you know, we've got all that automated, but I can imagine for a small business, they've never done anything before, they've never handled payments, they might think, oh my God, you know, if they don't know how to automate that utilizing the chatbot, they might think, oh my God, how am I going to pay 400 rebates for these 400 giveaways that I just did? How do I do that?
That would be a little intense because the previous method was all like very, you know, manual, like sending PayPals manually and things like that, which always feels a little scammy. Yeah, I mean, there's ways that we can do that. And I don't want to like obviously I'm an influencer in this space. And so I know that it can be done with ManyChat, but you have to have like, there's a certain level of technical skills that you can work with. There's some solutions that you can use with Tango Card, which, you know, has some automation, some rebate automation functionality, but they aren't ManyChat based. And so, you know, it's kind of like piecing together solutions. Right. But like I said, if you have, you know, several products that you're going to be selling on Amazon and you're going to want to launch and rank and re-rank, you know, those kinds of things, then having an audience that you can go back to time and time again, who's excited about your offers, who's responsive, who jumps when you say jump, you know, that's exactly what you want. And that, you know, long-term exit strategy, like if you can show that you have an engaged audience, you know, that's going to greatly increase your valuation. Now, if you only have one product, you're launching it and you don't have another product to launch for 6 months, then that audience is now wasted, you know? So that's why like RebateKey, Amazon, you know, like RebateJet, like these kinds of services are really great for that. So you don't have to,
you can know. Utilize the list that they already have, you know, right. We've got 300,000 shoppers already on the platform. So that's people looking for deals, that kind of stuff. But in terms of if you're wanting to build your own list, if you only have one product, maybe you focus more on kind of like we talked about the quiz in the beginning, where you're just trying to build your list, but you're not necessarily like waiting in anticipation for a product. Maybe they're waiting in anticipation for your next piece of content. And then when you do go to launch your next product, you can say, hey, list, you know, this is what we've got going on. You know, and maybe you do another quiz and you engage them again. And this time you have the product offer at the end. And so there's nothing wrong with growing your list in the meantime, even if you only have one product, especially right now, if you've never played with chatbots before. And, you know, you can go back to the beginning of this episode and we kind of gave some ideas of how to get engaged with your audience and how to grow your list and your audience. Well, nothing wrong with doing that right now because people are online and they want to learn about themselves and they want some entertainment. So your brand could be that entertainment for them. And even if you're trying to grow a Facebook group, maybe you're trying to, you know, I just started a new cat group. So I will, you know, do some fun messenger.
I'm new to it. Crazy cat lady. Yeah. I have a cat and a dog, but my cat truly is crazy. So then I feel like I'm the crazy cat lady because she's crazy.
I love it. Yes. So, you know, maybe I'll do the quiz of what makes you, are you a crazy cat lady? Find out now.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That one's fun too.
Well, this has been so informative. And let's tell everybody, you know, we love to end these shows, first of all, with what is keeping you motivated right now, Michelle? Like, what kind of podcasts are you listening to? What kind of books are you reading? You know, what's keeping you motivated? What are you loving?
I mean, the things that really resonate with me are like, you know, positivity and chasing like the positive messages that are out there. There's a lot of fear and drama and politics and all that sort of nonsense and fake news and real news and who knows what news. And so I just have to like stay away from that and focus on what makes me feel good and makes me a positive light in my areas of influence, right? Like I need to be that point of reflection, not just for my family, but also obviously all for you guys as well, you know? And obviously staying in tune with what's going on in the marketplace. You know, there's so much craziness going on. And so like, we have to pay attention to like what's working, what's not working, and experimenting and pivoting. So those are the kinds of things that I am just like ear to the ground and like hands to my heart, like soul work, you know?
Yes, I love that. And then what's next for you? What is your big goal for 2020 that you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, I mean, I just had my birthday. And so how I look at my life, I don't look at my life like, you know, calendar years. I look at it from like my calendar year, you know, like I just turned 40, which is starting a new year and a new decade of life. Right. And Amy and I met at the Empowering Women's Conference back in February before, before, right?
That was the last before.
The last before. I was supposed to speak at Prosper and like Traffic and Conversion and a million other events since then. Yeah, I've been home. But anyway, like I had my own goal of starting my own Amazon business this year. And so that is still a goal of mine. I've been heads down, as we all have been, you know, since the craziness started in March. But now I feel like I can like reemerge and like realign myself with those goals and focus. Cause how can I not have access to brilliant minds such as yourself, you know? How can I not like go for it, you know?
Yes, I'm so excited about that for you. Oh man, we're gonna have you on your 41st birthday.
There you go.
After my 41st birthday. Hey. We will. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. We got to see how it, well, we know it's going to go brilliantly. Come on.
I feel like all this pressure because everybody's like, you know, all the insider, you know, everything on how to launch. Cause I've launched thousands of products, right? For other people. So it's so intimidating when it's like for yourself, and that like supply chain is all jacked up right now. So I'm like, you know, sourcing and things like that are the area that I don't understand and I don't know, right? I'm all marketing all the time, right?
Well, and that's okay because, you know, it's like you can't know all of it. And where somebody like me who is really good at sourcing and really good at product development and that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. like I look at chatbots and even though I'm techie and yeah, I can build a bot, I still am like, ooh, Michelle, tell me more about that.
Tell me everything you know about product selection and sourcing.
Exactly. And so I don't think anybody is, that's what the power of our network is so beautiful, right? Because we can lean on each other and go, oh, I got somebody for that. We all have somebody for that now. We all have somebody that knows how to do that. And how beautiful is it that we can reach out and go, you know what? This is the best person that I know for this. This is the best person that I know for this. And it's just a beautiful thing. So yeah, absolutely. Open door. Anytime you need help with any of that, you know, throw it my way. I'm happy to help with that part of it. And I totally get the whole, like, you know, the pressure to, you know, I feel pressure all the time because I'm not an eight-figure seller, you know, like I feel that pressure, but I am a dang profitable seller and I'm super proud of that. So let's talk about where can people find you and all the great information. And if they need some help on the chatbot side of things, how can they engage with you and get that started?
So go to my website, amzmessengerbotclub.com, and Amy has a special link that she can share with you guys. And I have a course and a whole ManyChat template collection. So the last thing I want you guys doing is having to build templates, you know, build the ManyChat out from scratch. That's just like, please don't do that. Please don't spend your time doing that. That's going to make you crazy. So I've done all the heavy lifting for you and have all of that for you in my ManyChat template collection. And you know, those are the main two ways to get in touch with me. People always add me on Facebook. Here's the reality, guys. I never post about, you know, like I post pictures of my kids. So if you're some creepy, you know, man and want to add me on Facebook, I'm probably not going to accept it. So you can find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is AMZ Messenger Bots. And I'm all over YouTube and all of that fun stuff as well. So if information you're looking for, go to my website because that's where I have like the big trainings and can get you pointed in the right direction on strategy and where to start with launching, ranking, and getting reviews for your Amazon listings.
Love it. I'm super stoked. And we will add all of those links into the notes for this episode. Thank you, Michelle, for, you know, I feel like we have been in this journey on this episode today where we kind of talked about like just getting started and the hope of growing our brands online, which is so awesome. Now you really need to do that. You really, the days of just launching something on Amazon are just really, they're kind of over. I mean, unless you're selling somebody else's brand, you need to get that going. So love that we've taken the journey all the way from getting started. I think people have the gusto, the guts to get out there and give it a try. Go to ManyChat, check it out. Go to Michelle's website and kind of learn, play around with some of these templates. And get out there, you guys. Crush it. That's what we're all about, helping you do. Thank you so much, Michelle, for being here and helping all of us get a little bit more familiar with chatbots.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me. And really quick, like I was super honored just a few weeks ago to do a webinar with ManyChat. Like I was one of the first people that they like had on as like a webinar, which I was just like, oh my gosh. And they created a code for me specifically that I can give to people so you can get a free month of ManyChat Pro. So it's just M as in Michelle, AMZ. So MAMZ. So if you are signing up for a ManyChat account, like you'll go free first, and then when you click upgrade to pro, there'll be a coupon button, and just type in MAMZ and you'll get your first month free. So really you have no excuse not to give it a try.
And if you didn't catch that amazing webinar, it's out there. So I believe that I even posted it in Amazing at Home and probably as well. So, but yeah, so definitely all of Michelle's webinar, you definitely can find them YouTube, Facebook, all of our Amazon groups. Michelle's in most of our groups, so you know, definitely.
If you have questions, tag me. I'm here for you.
Yep, she's really good about that. So, alrighty, lady, we appreciate you, and thanks to all of our listeners for rating and reviewing us, and for subscribing online. Thank you guys so much for being here. Don't forget, we're about to turn off the recording button and hang out with everybody who's here in the chat. And don't forget, if you join us live, we have a little extra session for you at the end of the recording. So we will see you guys next week. Thank you again for joining us on the Seller Roundtable.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.